Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming here today. And I will start with a briefly introduction. So, as we know, white pasture systems may offer an inexpensive source of high quality forage. This supply could be variable throughout the year, and that happens because we have changing and growing conditions. And that an even supply of forage leads to an intermittent failure of the pasture system to meet the nutrients needs to the animal. And the energy availability from forage is limited by fiber concentration, that is the primary constituent of the plant cell wall. So with that in mind, we need to understand the dynamic relationship between forage biomass and the forage nutritive value of their season, and that possibly would help producers to manage the sword removal by grazing to achieve the better animal performance objectives. So with that in mind, my objective in this study was to define the herbage mass for optimal digestible dry matter accumulation over the season compared with optimizing total herbage mass accumulation. And the goal for that was to help producers to better define pasture management for optimal harvesting and grazing of digestible dry matter accumulation. So in other words, we do want to see if when we have the optimal total yield accumulation, if that would be also the optimal digestible dry matter accumulation. So that research was conducted in Columbus, Ohio from April to October 2009. I did repeat this year in 2010. I'm still analyzing my data for that. And my treatments, I would call them treatments, but they were pretty much considered as 5 initiation dates for forage accumulation. We have 90% of a tall fescue sward, 4 replications in a randomized block design. So our first initiation date was starting in early April. So what it did, we clipped that sward really short stubble, and we let it grow over the whole season. For the second initiation date, we started in early May, and then consecutive for June, July, and August. We accumulated, for example, for the second initiation date, we started a very short stubble accumulating over the season since May to October. We did collect the total above ground dry biomass, measuring weekly using a calibrated rising plate meter. Samples are collected every week above the sward stubble. And the way that I did, actually, I collected my samples with a vertical strata of the sward every 10 centimeters of the segment. But for this particular study that I'm showing today, I calculate all my measurements, weighted mean for the whole sample, because we did not find differences with that sword stub, the strata. So I will focus more on the values of the whole sample here. And we had morphological composition of the sword, separating leaves, stems, and dead material. And forage quality analysis, and in this study, I will focus on digestibility data. Here is a picture. You can see this is the first initiation date starting in early April. Here, over starting like in the summer, it's all head out already, and it's getting really mature. Not ideal for animal production. And here is how our plots look like when we first started every initiation date. Really, really short stubble. And here's the way that we use to measure the dry biomass using the calibrated plate meter. Statistical analysis. This data were the total yield and digestible yield data were analyzed using the PROC and LEAN on SAS. And the PROC and LEAN help us to build our curves by modeling. And now I will focus more on results and discussion here. So this first graph here, I have the total yield. And it's interesting to say that all the data I'm going to show is above this, the sword stubble, the 5 centimeter sword stubble. And we decided to do that because the animal pretty much is not going to eat anything above 5 centimeters. And I did morphological composition was 70-80% dead material, so we decided to show here the data just above the sword stubble. So what I have here is the total dry matter yield across time, the whole season. So this is our 5 initiation dates. I'm gonna point out the first initiation date, which started in early April. You can see I wanna point out the slope of the curve here. This is our accumulation rate. So what you can see for this figure is that we have a really fast accumulation rate in the beginning of the season, is slowing down over when the experiment is progressing. And another interesting point I want you to keep in mind, the optimum total yield accumulate, the rate of accumulation here is this slope of this curve here, with an average of accumulation around 2,500 kilograms per hectare. And in this graph here, you can see the digestible yield. Of course, I maintain here the units. Of course, we have a much lower digestible yield when you compare with our total yield. That is expected, of course. And all these curves follow the same pattern. And also, for the first initiation date here, you do have this slope with a higher accumulation rate at the beginning of the season, is slowing down when you're progressing with that. But the interesting point here is the average of the optimum accumulation rate is around 1,500. So it's pretty much 1,000 kilograms per hectare lower. So what does that mean? We do have an accumulation rate of total yield of 2,500 kilograms per hectare, but what is being really digestible is 1,000 less. Here, just to show the total digestibility numbers that we have, our 5 initiation dates again. For the first initiation date, it is expected that we have, in the beginning of the experiment, a lot of production of new leaves, and we do have really high number for digestibility, around 90%, and that range goes to almost 55% of digestibility, really low late in the season. And what I want to point out in this graph is that for our two last initiation days starting June and July, we almost have a linear curve here. So that range is much lower. It goes from 75 to 85 and doesn't change much late in the season. So this graph is a little bit complicated. I will explain it. So remember when I said about the slope of the first curve that I have here, the total yield, this slope of this curve, and the digestible yield. So what I did for this graph, I plot those accumulation rates, that it was those slopes, against the total available mass. So what you can see here, the rate of accumulation for the first treatment, first initiation that is starting in April, is much faster, and the range is higher. You can pretty much around 2,000 total kilograms per hectare for the total available mass. But for digestible mass, that slope, that optimum range, 90% of the optimum range, happens a little earlier and is around 1,700, 1,800 kilograms per hectare. But for our initiation date starting in May, what do we have here? That accumulation rate is slowing down, and that range is becoming narrower. So as we are progressing with the season, we have much, the total available mass is reduced, and the digestible mass is also reduced. And the same pattern for the our treatment starting in July is becoming much more slower. The accumulation rate is becoming slower for the total available mass and also for digestible mass. So here, in conclusion, what we can see is the total and digestible dry matter accumulation rate can be estimated from the total available herbage mass. The herbage mass for optimal total and digestible dry matter accumulation decreases over the season, and the optimal range becomes narrower. And the producer should be able to better manage the sward for grazing by quantifying the total yield and correlating with digestible yield. And here for future work, we want to see the relationships between the total available herbage mass and digestible dry matter accumulation that will be used later on modeling responses to different clipping managements over the season. So with that, I am taking questions. Yes.
How do you relate that to leaf to stem ratios?
Well, I did I did morphological composition for that, and what I could get, I didn't show those data because it was too much for 12 minutes presentation, but what I had is early in the season, we had pretty much 90-95% of leaves and very little stems. When you're progressing with the season, we are heading out, is the reproductive stems becoming more aggressive there, and then with the plant getting more mature, we have more stems, and then it's decreasing our quality of the grass there. Yes.
The theory behind this kind of analysis is that you should be able to manage your entire grazing cell at an optimum yield to maximize or optimize the rate. How can that be done over a couple of hundred acres on a grazing cell?
Yeah, what we were trying to define here was how can we correlate that with the biomass that we have in the field. So we were correlating everything with our data for the total, the plate meter biomass that we were collecting, and we want to model to see if we can correlate that biomass data we are getting from the total plate meter measurements to the digestible dry matter in the future. Yeah.
What kind of grazing method would you propose that could utilize that information, continuous or rotational grazing?
That is the next step, actually. For next year, we are planning to have some grazing studies. This study was conducted just under clipping. And we are going to probably have rotational grazing, but we are still defining what is going to be our goal for the grazing experiment.
All right, we need to move on.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.